Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Paulys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. It's June 25th, 2007, and here's Jesus temporarily featuring God. God, here's an interesting question. In the first segment yesterday, Jesus said that it was not necessary to preserve the body in order to get into the kingdom of God, that there would be no physical resurrection. Wasn't preserving the body a teaching of the old God Empire? Didn't they believe in order to have eternal life, the body had to be preserved?
Yes, Alora, this was a teaching of the old Godden Empire, but it is not our teachings. We really have very little to do with the empire whatsoever. Our teaching is that the body is not necessary to have eternal life. Like your people, we believe that the best thing to do is to cremate the body and store the ashes in a cemetery, but it is not necessary to preserve the body. We do not believe in the chi either. We do not believe that the spirit has to return to the body, that the body has to be preserved in order for it to have eternal life. Yes, this was a teaching of the old Holy Godden Empire. That's why they had cemeteries everywhere, and great areas of Haven were cemeteries thousands of years old. And when they developed space travel, the poorer people were buried on their moons to make space for the nobles on the ground. So, yes, Alora, this was a teaching of the old Godden Empire, but it is not the teaching of the Kingdom of God.
I think I remember something in our history, God, about the Haitians even saving their skins when they shed them every year. I'm glad you guys don't believe that way.
It is strange, Alora, how people that believe in false gods have similar beliefs all over the universe.
We'll be back after the break.
This is Speaker Linda Pauly. They say in the afterlife that laughter is the best medicine. Perhaps the best physicians of all are the famous comedy team of Abbott and Costello. Read our book about them. It's free online at http://spiritus.tripod.com/books/acc.htm.
We're back. God, some people are upset when we tell them that military leaders in the afterlife have gotten promotions and have different ranks than those they held when they died. They keep asking us, why is this necessary? Can you explain it?
Well, Alora, sorry everybody keeps saying well, but it's the only thing we can think of to start these things. It's simple, really, Alora. People are born again. They reincarnate. Leaders that have positions and ranks need to be replaced. So, as people are reborn because they want to take part in the wondrous things that are happening right now, and especially right now to save mankind, they have to be replaced. The people that held the positions that they were holding before have to be put into them. So, they have to increase their rank. If they were a sergeant, they become a lieutenant. If they were a lieutenant, they become a captain or whatever. As they increase the number of people they serve over, their rank increases. It's only right, Alora. They have these positions and they do great jobs. They do wondrous work for the kingdom of God, and people look up to them and people cherish them and want them to be promoted to a higher position because they have worked so hard for everyone. And this is why, Alora, because they have served me, because they have served me well and done things for me, so they are promoted. When people are reborn because they want to take part in what's going on and they have to be replaced, somebody has to replace them.
I think it only makes sense, God, and they deserve it.
They certainly do, Alora. They certainly do.
We'll be back again.
God may be reached at
Here's Jesus 777 at yahoo.com.